He was the worst abuse I have ever encountered in my life. He used to lock me in my bedroom and whip me with his belt, his leather belt. He used to hit me in the head so hard that I would black out. And at this time, I didn't know I was pregnant.
Real life starts now.
This is Real Life Radio Show with On Lay.
I felt alone. I felt lost. I felt scared.
Real stories.
I was so desperate in living such a dark and callous life.
Real people.
I was thinking there was no purpose for my life. There's no reason for me to be here.
Real problems.
I told my dad, if you try to take these drugs, I'm going to kill you.
One solution. God.
Hope is a person, and his name is Jesus.
And now your host, On Lay.
Hi, this is Evangelist On Lay. Welcome to the Real Life Radio Show, where we're going to talk to real people who had real problems but found answers in a real God. In our last show, we've been talking about children who run away and the adverse dangers that they face in a world that's ready to harm them. Why do children run away anyway? Many children run away due to experiencing abuse at home, bullying of some sort, mental health difficulties, and many other issues that can occur in the home. Did you know that 7% of youth in the USA ran away at some time during the ages of 12 to 17? What are the realities with those children? Well, in our last show, we had Tiffany Joy Grant, who ran away at a young age due to divorce occurring in her family. At the same time, she suffered from some mental health difficulties like OCD and things like that. She ran away to find love and security within friends, but later she found out those who called themselves friends weren't really friends at all, as she was raped by someone who was helping her to have a place to stay. She quickly found refuge back at home, but didn't tell her mom due to some internal shame she had. But even that incident couldn't keep her home long. She ran away again and again until she ended up in juvenile hall. In there, she was reunited with her parents, but diagnosed with many mental health issues, and she was put on medication. But according to her, not to much avail. Today, she's going to share how things got worse, but eventually, Jesus got a hold of her heart, and she had a radical change. Tiffany, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, Tiffany, so in the last show, you were talking about how you ran away, and then you went to juvie hall for theft, and your parents got a hold of you, and it was revealed that you had these mental health difficulties. So they placed you on medication.
Yeah, I was always placed on different medications for my disorders, and they were always changing. You know, I felt like nothing was helping. I felt like a lab rat that was being experimented on with how many different medications I was being put on and how often they were being changed.
Okay, so they didn't seem to work, is what you said in our last show. But let me ask you a different question. Do you think there was anything your parents could have said or done that would have stopped you from running away in the first place? Or like becoming a runaway?
Honestly, I don't think so, because my parents, they tried several family members, people from my parents' church, everyone, they tried reaching out to me, and I was afraid to get close to people that I would end up getting hurt.
Oh, wow. So at the heart of your situation, it was based upon broken trust in your parents and in others. Huh. It makes sense. So juvenile hall didn't work for you. It didn't cure you nor make it better. But I understand there was a situation where your arm was broken, and therefore you got sent to a Christian-based program instead. Tell us what that was like.
Yeah, I'm very thankful that my arm was broken in the other place and I was transferred. Because when I was transferred to the Hoffman Homes facility, it was Christian-based and it felt more personal. The staff members, they wanted to gain a relationship with the kids that they were trying to help in there. And they really helped me work through some of my emotional problems that I was having. And it was a really great place.
Okay, so it sounds like that was there for a time. But you still hadn't had a huge change in your life. And instead, at the age of 19, you ran into a super toxic and bad relationship. Tell us about that.
When I was 19, I had met a guy and I had ended up getting pregnant. And I had asked him if he would move in because I was scared. I was only 19 and I didn't know what to do. He moved in with me and he eventually started to become abusive towards me. He would hold me down and spit in my face and tell me it was better than hitting me.
Oh, wow. So you're going through horrendous abuse. And even though through many physical and verbally abusive moments, you still stayed with him. I understand there was a time he broke your finger, a time when he dragged you down the stairs, and several times of physical abuse, but you ended up staying. Why?
I felt like, because of all the abusive relationships I've been in, I just felt like there had to be something wrong with me and that I was causing this, that people couldn't love me. I wasn't lovable. I thought there was something wrong with me.
Wow. I understand that you ended up being in several abusive relationships after that, and you even got away from this man, but you ran into many more difficult situations. Where were your emotions going after being in these difficult relationships?
I felt like a magnet, and like I was drawn to the abusive men. I didn't have any self-esteem or self-worth. I never had confidence.
I understand there was one of these relationships, and the man there tried to kill you. Can you share that story with us?
Yeah, he was the worst abuse I have ever encountered in my life. He used to lock me in my bedroom and whip me with his belt, his leather belt. He used to hit me in the head so hard that I would black out. One night, he broke into my apartment, and he had started hitting me, and I had ran out of the room. I couldn't grab my phone. He wouldn't let me get to my phone, so I had run out of my room into my roommate's room, and we had called the police, and the police showed up, and you know, I had told them what was going on, and they said, well, at this point, the only thing we can do is have you come with us to file a police report. So I had started walking out the door with the police officers, and I had looked over my bedroom where he was, and he had pulled a knife out from underneath my mattress, and he had mouthed silently to me, I'm going to kill you. So I yelled at the police, like, he's threatening to kill me, and they had pulled out their weapons, and he ended up going upstate. And at this time, I didn't know I was pregnant. I was only 2 weeks pregnant.
Oh, gosh. So you had his child. And, you know, I think that this would be an intense moment for any of us. And I understand this moment is what drove you to calling out to Jesus to save your soul. And I understand you moved in with another girl. Is that right?
Yes.
And you started to coach this girl for her to get set free from drugs. And then in that process, you ended up calling upon the name of Jesus. What happened?
When I called out to Jesus, I had started praying very intimately to God, and I have never done that before, and I just immediately felt his presence in the room with me.
Oh.
And I was laying my hands over him, and I was asking that God would take the darkness out of him and fill him with his light.
That is amazing, Tiffany. So that was the day you sought out Jesus. That was the day you found a relationship with God. Let me ask you, what happened to all the ADHD, OCD, bipolar disorder? I understand today you haven't struggled with any symptoms from these things like in the past. How did this happen?
I just trust in God, and I know he's my healer. I know that he will heal me from anything. I just called out to him, and I asked him, you know, with my bipolar disorder, there were moments where I would be angry, and I had just called out to him and asked him, please take that anger out of me, you know, and he just worked in me.
Wow. And I know that you shared with us privately, there's a deep change from your mental health difficulties since you came to know Christ. And that's amazing. What was it at this juncture that made you call out to the Lord Jesus Christ?
I was at my wit's end. I just felt like I would never find happiness in this life. I felt like I was getting older and life just wasn't appealing to me. There was nothing in life I felt like would make me happy. I would never find happiness. And I just started crying out to him and asking him, please come into my life and help.
Tiffany, it is so amazing that Jesus Christ changed you so much that you literally got healed in so many ways. And I understand that your life was completely changed. You turned from being a runaway, running away from God in this earth, to now someone who had returned back home with the Lord. Tiffany, thanks so much for sharing your story with us today. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Hold tight. I have something to share with you right after the short break.
Did you know that just $10 a month can reach up to 1,000 more listeners to our show, where their lives can be inspired and transformed by the power of the gospel? We need your help. We are a nonprofit ministry, and we need your support today. Let me tell you how God is using this show to touch so many hearts. We often hear how someone was just driving in their car, heard our show, and related to someone's story, and God touched their heart. They received Jesus into their life that day. You can donate to our ministry through our website at www.therealliferadioshow.com, where you can make a one-time donation or make a monthly commitment. You can also support us by getting our merch through our website. You can buy t-shirts, hoodies, stickers, mugs, and more. Every donation helps, whether it's $3 a month or $100 a month. Thank you so much for your support and prayers. Now back to the show.
More Real Life starts now.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to go deeper into what you just heard. So what do you think about this? This is encouraging to hear this, but who ever heard of mental health situations being remedied or even cured by faith in Jesus Christ? Is this even possible, what we're hearing Tiffany testify? How can faith in Jesus help any mental health disorders? Well, there are studies that suggest that Christianity and the positive elements found in the Bible overall, in a general sense, have a positive effect on mental health. Did you know this? According to Allison J. Gray and Christopher C.H. Cook, Christianity helps those with depression, psychotic disorders, it can increase happiness for a person, and can decrease suicide and substance abuse. What a thought. And it looks like Tiffany's testifying of just that. And how can we know that faith in Christ can help our minds? Well, according to ancient scriptures, there is a renewal effect that happens to a person's mind when they surrender their lives to the Holy Spirit and to Jesus Christ. It's written in Romans chapter 12, 1 through 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It's also written in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You see, when we are in Christ, all things become new, including our minds. That is good news for the person who has been so abused by this world and those in the world that their minds have been somehow destroyed. But in Christ, all things become new. And when we surrender our lives to Christ, our minds become renewed, or that word is renovated, meaning the same brain, but our minds begin to be rebuilt or reconstructed in Christ. No, this isn't the same as brainwashing, okay? Because brainwashing is taking repeated falsities and repeating them as if they were true. There's nothing new with brainwashing. It's just like a parrot. But the Bible talks about a renewing. It's pointing to a living God who gives us literally new minds in Him. I've experienced this myself. It is incredible. What about you? Is someone listening who's saying, I need a renewing of my mind? I need help with some mental issues? I've never turned to Jesus? If that's you, let's pray. Lord Jesus, I'm praying for the person who's saying, gosh, my mind has been destroyed. Maybe it was by an abusive parent. Maybe there was just some mental issues. Lord Jesus, would you begin to show us the way of how to renew our minds through faith in you, Lord Jesus? We ask for this in Jesus' mighty name. I hope you're blessed with this testimony, and I know that your life was touched.
If you need prayer, please send us a text at 877-325-8030. That's 877-325-8030. See you next time.